Excuse me. Greetings to each one of you this morning. It is good to see each one here this morning, and welcome to this part of the service. So this morning, my sermon is going to come out of Luke 10, verse 25 to 37. And 2 weeks ago, I spent 7 days sitting in the hospital with my dad, and this is kind of what was going through my mind as I sat in the hospital, about 8 stories up. We had a good view of the helicopter pad on this hospital at University, and then we also had a good view of the across the way of the helipad for Cleveland Clinic across the way, so we could see both helicopter pads. And I think it was the first day that we were there. By the end of the day, I looked at my dad and I said, man, I wish I'd been counting, because I think there must have been 20 life flights that came in that day. I said, some poor doctor, we're not getting a break today. But as I saw these life flights come in, each time they would come in, there's somebody that's facing a difficult time. There's also someone along that is helping someone that's facing that difficult time. And I had to think of the parable of the Good Samaritan. And that was the first day that I was there. As the time went on, when I would have to go to the cafeteria to get something to eat, I didn't measure it, I don't know, but it had to be close to half a mile, because it was at the far other end of the hospital. And I actually enjoyed the time walking over as I would walk down through, and you would pass people. And you would meet different types of people, some people cheerful. You would meet doctors, you would meet nurses, you would meet other people that were going through hard times, other people that were facing things. Some people you would look at and you wonder what they're going through right now. And this parable just kept coming to my mind through the week as I would walk back and forth, as I would see these people. I would ask myself, I wonder what they're going through, I wonder what they're facing right now. Some of them you could ask. Some of them you just passed in the hallway. The final day, I left about somewhere around lunchtime, got in the car to leave to come home. I pulled out, drove down the road, and as I was sitting at a stoplight, I heard something. And as I looked around, I couldn't figure out where it was coming from, so I rolled down my window. And as I rolled down my window, I heard this young lady crying. She's like, I just want to talk to Mama. Anyhow, someone else going through a difficult time. Luke 10, verse 25. A lawyer stood up. He was talking to Jesus. A lawyer stood up to put him to the test, said, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said unto him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, Who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. When he saw him, he had compassion on him. He went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to the inn to take care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take care of him. And whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among robbers? He said, The one who showed mercy. Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. While the lawyer seems to be looking for a distinction, maybe a certain amount of who would be their neighbor, Jesus turned it around. He didn't say, Who is your neighbor? He said, Go look for your neighbor. As we look at the Jerusalem-Jericho road, it was a rugged road. Probably somewhere, they say, about 18 miles long. Rocky, rugged. About 3,200 feet of elevation. Now, I don't hike. So if you don't hike, you might not know this either. But if you would talk to Calvin or Trevor or Cameron, they could probably tell you what that's like to go that kind of elevation. I think it's kind of brutal, or can be. In the 5th century, this road from Jerusalem to Jericho was referred to the road as the Bloody Way. It was known for things like this that happened along this road. As we go through life, we're walking a road. Sometimes it's rocky, sometimes it's rugged. In John 16, verse 33, it says, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world." All of us will encounter things along this road, sometimes easy times, sometimes good times, sometimes treacherous times. We need the help of each other to walk on this road we are traveling. There are 6 people listed in this parable. As a lot of times when we read it, we think of 3 people right away. There's actually 6 people that it talks about. First of all, the certain man. It doesn't really say who he was. It says a certain man that went on a journey, that started walking this road. I don't imagine that morning that he woke up and said, "Well, I expect to be robbed today." I'm guessing if he would have known he was going to be robbed, he probably would have said, "Well, I could have done some things different. I could have traveled with some people, or else I just wouldn't have went today." So many things that a person could say that he might have said had he known. But he was traveling innocent. And then you have the thieves. It's the second one listed. Someone that will harm or destroy others for their own benefit. They have no consideration for the others, even for the other's life. We must be careful lest we leave someone stumbling or laying beside the road, that our agenda can be accomplished. What are my motives? To benefit myself or for the good of others? Even the children, you all know this one, the golden rule in Matthew 7:12. So it says, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Going back to the man that was robbed, sometimes in life we can make decisions that take us to that place, and other times we don't. We think of Atlee and Irma this week, as they didn't plan. 2 weeks ago, they wouldn't have planned to lay Atlee's mom to rest this week. I look at Reuben. He didn't plan to have 2 different surgeries in the last year. And there's Jesse, Mildred, and Ansley. It's not something that they looked for and planned on. And yet, while they go through times like this, what person are we on that way? While they're walking that road, going through that time, who are you? Who am I? Who will pick you up when you're struggling? The next one we have is the priest. The priest and the Levite often get a bad rap. We look at them, we're like, "Well, they just walked right on by. They didn't even care." We're not going to go back there this morning. If you would go back in Leviticus 19, it tells you in Leviticus 19 what their duty was as far as a neighbor And we don't know much about this man that was beaten, so he may not, it looks like he may not have been fallen under that classification as a neighbor. In Leviticus 21 and 22, it also tells us the duties and the limitations of a priest and of the Levite. And there's some argument whether, because it says this man left to go from Jerusalem to Jericho, so he would have been traveling away from Jerusalem. So as for the priest, they were like, well, whether he, or the priest or the Levite, if he was unclean, would not have affected anything. It doesn't tell us which way the priest and Levite were, so that creates the argument for some people. But we do know by Leviticus, had the priest was not allowed to touch a dead person, except for extreme immediate family. We also know that in the case that they would touch anything with blood, they would have been considered unclean and not been able to also continue or fulfill their duties at the temple for the rest of the people for forgiveness of sins. How much does it sound like you and I sometimes walking down that road? We have things we got to get done. We have places we got to go. And we walk right on by that person. The Levite also was a descendant of Aaron. While they didn't have the priestly responsibilities, they also had the same, by helping in the temple, would have also rendered them unclean and able to perform in any of the duties at the temple. And then we have the Samaritan. Unlikeliest of all, no one would have expected him to help. He was looked down, hated by the Jews. And this man, when he left on his trip this morning, I don't expect he either planned to take time, pick someone up off the road that was dying. And yet as he traveled by, he was moved by someone being hurt. He couldn't take all the pain away. He couldn't fix it. But he did what he could. He poured on oil and wine. Oil for healing, wine to help with the infection and the pain as well. He loaded him on his animal and took him to the inn. It cost him time. It cost him money. But it was worth it. A true picture of Christ in a dying world. The next person in this story is the innkeeper. When I was sitting at the hospital, and when you're sitting there for that many days, you see a lot of different people come in. You see different nurses, you see different doctors, and it's interesting to watch it. Some come in, it's obviously a job, and they do their job. They did it well, but it was a job. And then you get others that come in, and they really cared, and they really wanted to make a difference, and you could really feel that. While the innkeeper didn't have the chance to pick up this man off the side of the road to carry him back to his inn and take care of him, he also had an important place that when he was there to take good care of him. When the lawyer seemed to look for maybe possibly a way out of who he has to love, or possibly an exclusion to some, Jesus didn't give him exclusion. Instead, Jesus described a life of compassion. To every person, and the opportunity is present for everyone. Not every day Does the opportunity come by? But Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Look for your neighbor. Look for the opportunity. What do I do when the opportunity comes? Do I walk on by? Or do I stop? Do I take the time? As I look across, many of us deal with customers every day. And sometimes they just get on your last nerve. And as I was looking at it, I said, what about that person when they've just pulled your last nerve and you were to drive away and a few minutes later you were to go by and see them sitting alongside the road? I wonder, what would you say? Would I have compassion? Or would I say, well, that kind of serves you right? What about when someone mistreats you and then something happens to them? What feelings do I find myself having? In Galatians 6, verse 9 and 10, it says, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those that are the household of faith. Again, in 1 John 3, verse 18, it says, but if anyone has the world's good and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and truth. In Proverbs 19:17, it says, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deeds. Zechariah said, thus says the Lord of hosts, render two judgments, show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor, and let none of you devise evil against another in your heart. And then Luke 6, verse 35 says, but love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. You will be the sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father in heaven is merciful. Jesus said, go and do likewise. Compassion, a way of life. I want to turn to Matthew 25. Verse 31. And this is what Jesus said when life is over, when that journey is complete, when we've come to the end of that rugged road. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come ye, who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or feed you, or thirsty, or give you drink? When did we see you strange and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? The king will answer them, truly I say, as you did it to the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Why were they surprised when they said, when you've done it to these, and they said, when did we see you this way? Compassion became a way of life. They were looking for that person on the Jericho Road, not waiting till they came to them. The words of the song come to my mind as I was studying. We have this moment to hold in our hand and to touch as it sifts through our fingers like sand. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today. What will you, what will I do with that moment that we have? May God bless you this week as you look for the opportunity to help someone along that road, and as you pray and ask God for that opportunity, I'm sure you will soon be blessed with the chance to reach out and help someone along that road. Calvin, do you have a song? 828 in the Faith and Praise. You can stand. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your love, Jesus, for your compassion that you showed as you were on this earth. And God, just pray that you would help us as we walk from day to day. Sometimes we're that person that's down, and God, help us to be able to let others help us along the way on those times. And then Father, pray that you would help us to be that person, that Samaritan that would stop and that would pick another one up, go out of their way, or even give until it hurts. God, I just pray that you would help us to reach out to the people we come in contact with and to help them walk this journey called life. God, I just pray that you would bless each one today as they go from here. Pray that you would guide and direct our week. And God, we just pray that you would bring those chances along our way this week that we could reach out and we could bless someone else. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.